Welcome to the Print Pot. Shailja Bhajpai, our reader's editor in her column Telescope, wrote an article titled Abba Jaan Politics Delights Indian News Channels, Dying Kids in UP an Afterthought. I'm Tenzin Zompa and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Question: what comes to mind when you read the word Abba? Never did it seem possible that this word would have a bearing on Modi's Mission UP 2022, or that it would dictate the TV news cycle this week, replacing hashtag Taliban terror as the lead headline and sharpen the focus on the Uttar Pradesh assembly election next year. For the Indian English-speaking adult over 45, Abba refers to the Swedish pop group recently reunited after 40 years to record a new album and host a virtual show. Millennials unfamiliar with the band simply break into songs from the film Mamma Mia. For Muslims and those who belong to Uttar Pradesh, it means father. Well, the word has created the mother of all political controversies since Sunday when UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath derisively used the term Abba Jaan at a rally in Kushnagar, claiming those who said Abba Jaan were the sole recipients of rations under the previous UP governments. By Wednesday, another member of the family was dragged into the fray. Abba Jaan vs. Chacha Jaan, announced CNN News 18 after Bharatiya Kisan Union Rakesh Tikit called Hyderabad MP and AIMIM President Asauddin Owaisi BJP's Chacha. Akhilesh Bhaiya had already charged into the ring Tuesday with criticisms of the Adityanath government, much to the delight of news channels. Abba Jaan politics went from breaking news to primetime debate across Hindi and English news channels. A wonderland called UP. Yogi Adityanath would have been hugely pleased. If Prime Minister Narendra Modi is the kingmaker in UP, Yogi Adityanath has been its newsmaker over the last few months. His sheer visibility has been staggering. You see him here, you see him there. You see Adityanath speeches everywhere. Sunday and Monday, they were excerpts from his Abba Jaan speech, then their Yogi with Modi, or rather Modi with Yogi, video and photo ops. Tuesday, he was one step behind Modi at the Raja Mahendra Pratap Singh University Foundation ceremony where he lavished praise on Modi, who heaps praise on him. Wednesday, he was the guest at Times Now Nav Bharat's conclave in Lucknow. So was Akhilesh Yadav, but we will come to him a little later. There are also Yogi announcements on new schemes or government decisions to make UP great again almost each day. Such pronouncements are frequent and covered widely by Hindi news channels, particularly those focusing on UP and Bihar. And then of course there are the special features, which is a euphemism for paid news items, on almost every single news channel of any note, Hindi or English. We can only guess at the crores of rupees that must go into what has been a long-running advertorial campaign, not to mention a generous source of income for the Kovish cash-staffed but grateful news channels. Almost each time a news channel slips into a commercial break, Adityanath and his myriad achievements are paraded before us. Women swoon over his munificence, farmers reap the benefits of his governance, children prosper under his paternal gates. The state is completely transformed beyond recognition. It's all bright and beautiful in Yogi's UP, if you believe these promos. What the headlines hide. This sunny side up view of India's most populous state blinds us to the darkness at noon for many families in Firozabad and Mathura, where a dangerous variant of what is thought to be a dengue is a tragic reality. Channels such as India Today, Aaj Tak, NDTV 24/7 and Bharat Samachar have been tracking the viral fever for a while. Bodies of children carried out on stretchers, serpentine queues of people at hospitals and health infrastructures on the verge of collapse. Wednesday, Times Now found mystery fever grips Firozabad and CNN News 18 India reported on the patients waiting at government hospitals. This news makes headlines and receives coverage throughout the day on Bharat Samachar, but that is not the case on other channels where Abba Jaan politics is headline news and dengue a second or afterthought. Almost nobody spared a thought for the 20-year-old Dalit woman who was raped and assaulted in Hathras a year ago on 14 September either. Remember? Close your eyes and you see, once again, her lonely pyre burning in the wilderness of a dark early morning at a cremation not even her family was allowed to attend, by the local administration. It wasn't breaking news Tuesday. Was there even a remembrance of thing past or any update on the current status of the case against the four accused? If there was, it was overshadowed by Prime Minister Modi's Aligarh visit and Adityanath's Abba Jan rhetoric. Yogi Adityanath basks in the reflected glory of his leader and his own achievements in the advertorials. The opposition, meanwhile, is mostly absent, barring the press conferences and tweet barbs by Akhilesh Yadav or an interview with him. The Congress rarely appears in the frame unless Adityanath takes a swipe at it, as it did on Sunday, calling it the mother of terrorism. As of Thursday, what you see on television appears to be the story of the UP election thus far. A strong BJP in the pole position, the Samajwadi Party trying to catch up on the bend, and both of them overtaking the Congress lap after lap. Where are you, Priyanka Gandhi? Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.